So we got Dr. Gene and Ben Crow here, along with Ted Parris.
Brant from Savannah. I'm officially in business for myself this year. I've been looking at both an LLC and an S-Corp business structure. Can you give me some pros and cons of each?
All right. This is we may have to break this up, but we'll get started on it. You know, this is a very common question because, you know, it's those are kind of the entities of choice when you talk about small business. Because, you know, what's the other one that we haven't mentioned here is the C corporation.
Yeah. Correct.
Does anybody want to be a C corporation these days starting out? Not.
I don't think so.
No. Why? And it's because of the double taxation. Mm-hmm. You know, the LLCs and the S corps are pass-through entities. So these companies don't pay taxes in and of themselves. The income flows through via Form K-1 on the tax return and gets reported on your 1040.
We don't have to get too technical here, but basically, you pay the taxes at your rate.
At
if
your
you own
rate.
This business, period, it flows through your corporation. Then why do I want – because if I was just a sole proprietor, I would have that. Why would I want an S or an LLC?
Well, one of the big reasons is liability protection.
Ah.
Okay? And you get that under both scenarios. So, I mean, that's a common element to both of them. There are some other differences. But, you know, the LLC – well, let's just talk about a couple of advantages on that front.
Limited liability corporation.
That's right. Anybody can be an owner of an LLC, including, you know, non-U.S. residents, C corporations, S corporation trusts, and whatnot. There's no limit to the number of owners you can have of an LLC. Mm-hmm. There is on S corp, you know, it's 100 shareholders is the limit there. With an LLC, if you have more than one owner, that's taxed as a partnership. Okay. Now, if you have a single member LLC, how's it taxed from the IRS standpoint? It's a disregarded entity. They act as if you don't even have a separate tax return. It gets filed on Schedule C.
Really?
Yes. So it's you would still get the liability protection. And with an LLC, there's less formal requirements. You know, when you're a corporation, you have to have annual meetings and all this stuff and keep formal books and records and so forth. So there are reduced requirements, record keeping requirements on the LLC
side. Division of profits is a different.
And that's
as well,
a big
right?
one. Now that's a big one.
What's that?
That's where the ownership for an LLC, you can, per the agreement, the LLC agreement, you can divide profits or losses in any manner you want to, not just based on the ownership. So let's say you have two people, and one guy, you know, puts in $10,000. And the other guy puts in $40,000 into to start a company. Mm-hmm. Well, only one of them's doing 90% of the work. Well, they may decide that, okay, you know, we're going to split this thing 50-50. Well, you can do that with an LLC. You can't with an S corporation. With an S corporation, it's based on that capital contribution and who owns what percentage of the stock.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can play around with that in terms of salaries, though.
You can equate, you know, you adjust it on that side.
Let's talk about the S corp.
S corp, you know, some of the advantages of perpetual entity. It doesn't, you know, LLCs, they actually dissolve upon the death of one of the partners involved.
That's important.
Yes, it is.
That's very important.
Mm-hmm. And then owner you can transfer your shares easily within an S corporation, whereas within an LLC, you may have to have the consent of all the other members and so forth. So that's an advantage there as well.
The S to me seems to be the easiest one to deal with on every day. Kind of
well,
business.
The S, I mean, I like the S. And now there's more compliance work. You know, you think about
it. Yeah.
There's more compliance work because with an S corporation, you pay yourself a salary out of that company, and that salary is subject to FICA tax.
Right.
Okay. So you've got a little bit more work in dealing with the payroll and so forth. But now you can take an LLC, a single member LLC, which is a disregarded entity, and you can turn it into an S corp. All you have to do is file an election with the IRS and say, hey, I want to be an S corporation.
This year.
Yeah, and I mean,
but it must be every year after that too.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, it goes forward. You know, and a lot of times you do that on the front end. There's a, you know, for the first year, as long as you pick it up from the first year, there's a big window to file that S election. You would still have to do deal with the payroll compliance at that point. But
see, I don't see the 100 people owners as a limitation because, quite frankly, when you get beyond a few, you're going to be a C corp.
Most likely.
You know,
most likely. I mean, I don't see many S corporations with, you know, that many owners.
Yeah, I don't either.
So, I mean, there's pros and cons to
I think here we've got maybe 7, 8, or 9 or something like that. mm-hmm. owners who own part of it.
Right.
So I now see that as a limitation because that's usually where you take care of your employees, et cetera. If you decide you're going to go big time, et cetera, and you're going to try to have 100 stock, 90
right.
shareholders, I'm probably going to go the C
right.
route and
right.
retire.
There you go.
I go to, what, Boca? Where do people go to retire nowadays?
Boca Grande.
Boca Grande. Here we go.
Boca Grande.
Yeah.
The tarpon
right.
hole.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to help.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.